Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. You already know it's Nye Airways. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by, again, Faces of Success Radio. Tonight, we have a special guest in the building. She's an amazing trumpeter and trombone sensation by the name of Shayla Bell. She'll be in the studio for an exclusive interview with the stars. You already know we have our chart-topping singles in the building, as well as your most requested throwbacks. It's Nye Airwaves every Friday from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, and dial that hotline
323-642-1569. Thought I'd end up with Shine, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about Vicky. Now I listen and laugh, even though my family.
On the street.
could get the strip and my windows is tinted, let's go. My backseat ain't empty, we just left the Fendi, we getting it all over the coast. This is why I need the Phantom, this is why I need the Phantom. And you know business getting handled, wonder where you at, I just might hold you for ransom. Know that something you can't fathom, oh man, he just bought a bar, man. He thought that I would keep around, but he thought wrong. Nothing at all, that's what she got on, yeah. And she would get up and leave him for me, I know. I mean, how can he not know? Cause see, I've been working for it, putting in overtime. OT, try and show you what it's like just to know me. Never since that day you approached me, I've been thinking about you and you only. And we just like the f, that's in nothing else. Falling in love, that's for someone else. I break the bank for you till no money left. Now I done caught feelings worth more than millions. And I feel it, you're hurting and I've been healing. Girl, that girl ain't worth it, I know you hear me. I know we said we wouldn't let it get this far. Now I want it for myself, that's his loss. Oh, we mad, huh? Is he pissed off? Too bad, the should have been on his job. You know I deserve it, I've been working this hard. Yeah.
Hey, miss, is you
been
with
working
it?
This
yeah.
Hard, yeah.
Poet, sipping, getting lit.
What do you say, you say?
We been on the couch, on the bed floor.
No.
Baby, dropping on my line. Hold up, there go.
I think, yeah, he most likely did see me as a third person.
I don't know. But I just know that when he sees me together, he's gonna be like, God, oh, what? Like, he left you away and not see that guy.
Yeah. Wait. No, baby. Yeah. I'm gonna looking for you to be my bride. And the mother of my child, oh yeah.
Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo y Valentín, yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Te perpico, le tengo claritín. Yo llego a la disco y se forma el motín. Cruz, tengo el azúcar. Tú que va medio y se fue de pecho como Jimmy Luca. Te vamos a tumbar la peluca y arranca pa'l carajo, que a ti no te va a pasar la boca. Mi tía y Valenciaga me reciben en la entrada. Pa 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 para, sí, like I'm Lady Gaga. Y no te me hagas, que en cover de vivo tú has visto mi cara. No salgo de tu mente, donde quiera que viajes, he escuchado mi gente. Ya no soy high, soy como el testa rosa. Soy el que se la vive y también el que la goza. Goza, goza, es la cosa, mami es la cosa. El que mira sufre y el que toca goza. Goza, goza, goza.
I said I like it like that. I said I like it like that. I said I like it like that. I said I like it like that.
I'm just looking to change. Certified, you know I'm gang. Try to stop and blow the brand. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming.
Just want attention. I live for my. representing it here tonight. Hold on, hold on.
Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got a 100 bands, you got a baby band, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. Time for the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Breakdown.
Always make the same mistakes, yeah. Always make the same mistakes, crush. I'm bad in love.
for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm back. You're afraid I'm gonna walk away. It's time to feel in faith. You know I'm bad at love, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one. Ooh, that could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad.
Something must be really wrong with you. Why can't you? Yes, your mama did. She raised a fool. Wow. What's going in that schoolhouse? To chasing thrills, taking pills in the hills, off the hills, over hills, might get you killed. Now walk around and pass no more. Do not run your mouth no more. I can't protect you no more. It's out of my hands for sure. You should've called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, 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 you should've called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, 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 oh. Okay, now you wanna say all that I done to you. You knew all along that I wasn't the one for you. Stop pretending like we were in love. We never shared anything but the drugs. We were both numb. Never had anything real between us. You really must. Smoking that. But you ain't no bitch. And tell your lawyer that I ain't paying. Should chill. Really in your field. My bros is really in the field. Neighborhood is really real. And they don't play that here. You shouldn't say that here. Should've made it clear, my dear. You should've called. You should've called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, 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 you should've called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, oh, oh. You should've called me. You should've called me.
No, no, no. with another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead. I take things to make me feel okay. I know it's all in my head. I have these lucid dreams where I can't move a thing, thinking of you in my bed. You were my everything, thoughts of a wedding ring. Now I'm just better off dead. I'll do it over again. I didn't want it to end. I watch it blow in the wind. I should have listened to my friends. But I wanted to last. You were made out of plastic, fake. I was tangled up in your drastic ways. Who knew evil girls had the prettiest face? You gave me a heart that was full of mistakes. I gave you my heart and you made heartbreak. You made my heart break. 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 You you forget me.
Trumpet and trombone sensation, the musician herself, Miss Shayla Bell. Meet Shayla Bell, a 24-year-old trumpet and trombone sensation, starting her journey at the tender age of 10 years old. With a wide repertoire including R&B, jazz, blues, classical, Latin, and gospel, accomplishments such as performing for the mayor of Stockton and many politicians through 2012 to 2016's Juneteenth in Stockton, Richmond, Berkeley, and Sacramento, appearances on America's Got Talent, 2014 to 2016's Richmond Got Talent, opening for SOS Band and Color Me Bad, performing alongside legends Sheila E., Juan Escovedo, and Peter Michael. Recent appearances in Sacramento's Next Big Stars, 2018 Tribute to Ladies of Soul, and 2018 Black Music Awards. And be on the lookout for her up-and-coming project. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get her cued in, please. Welcome, Shayla Bell. Hello, hello. How are you?
Is she there?
Yes, we're here.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for being in the studio. So I gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself personally and tell us who Shayla Bell really is.
I'm Shayla Bell. I'm 24 years old. And I'm from Stockton, California, born and raised. And I've been doing the trumpet since I was like 12 years old. And I started doing the trombone since I was 17. A whole lot. But my school that I go to It's called Treasure Summer Stockton. And I've been doing that for, like, I graduated from there since 2012 and 2016.
Okay.
Are you there?
So let's start. Yes, I'm here. I'm just letting you finish up your synopsis. So let's start from the beginning. You started out at the age of 10. What made you know for sure that music was your passion?
I just learned it by, I had learned it by, since I was like, I just learned this stuff by ear and whatever I know, but I just learned how to, figure out notes, like listening to notes in my head.
That's awesome. And who are some of your favorite artists to listen to currently?
Linkin Park, the rock singers, and Louis Armstrong and Miles Davis.
Are you feeling like you kind of have an old soul, Shayla? Of all people, and you also have a wide variety of music. Linkin Park? I mean, come on now. It's very few choice of people who love Linkin Park, because me personally, I love Coldplay and Green Day and Paramore. So what gravitates you towards a piece?
Huh?
I said, what gravitates you towards a piece of music?
Wait, what makes you like the music?
I'm interjecting. I'm Shayla Bell's mom, Carmina Bell, and if it's okay for me to give a little bit more background for Shayla, one of the things is she has a testimonial story, and I'm helping her today this evening too, explain everything because. She was at the age of 3, and I don't know if you saw that when we sent you the information on Shayla, was diagnosed with a disability that most parents can't handle and they reject. And it's called schizoaffective disorder, and I'm not sure if you're aware of what that is. But what it does, it isolates people from their children that are diagnosed with a mental health disorder where no one can, no one wants to deal with it. They told me when Shayla was 3, she would never learn anything. And the thing was, she was blessed to be able to develop the gift of playing music by attending the school that she told you about, which is called Children's Home of Stockton. She was going to this school when she went turned the age of 12. And that's where she developed the gift of music. We had no idea that she can play and the trumpet, actually, and we were invited, my daughter and I. Shayla is one of 9 children. She's the 4th oldest. And one of my older daughters and I went to see her play because we were invited to hear her by the school at the Stockton's Asparagus Festival. Well, we had no idea that she can play the way she does. And when she played, it brought tears to our eyes because we were not expecting her to play like that. We thought, oh, it's going to be some Mary Had a Little Lamb, but Shayla, they gave Shayla this, yeah, and they gave Shayla this jazz lead, and it was just like listening to a little female Miles Davis. She was awesome. And so from there, we just looked at each other, we was like, oh, wow, she actually can play. And I was like, wow, okay. And so one day we went to church, and I was in my room, and we had heard the song, We Fall Down and We Get Up, because that's the choir was singing this. And
okay.
Shayla started playing the song on her trumpet. So I hear it, and I'm walking in the room, and I said, Shayla, how did you do that? And she says, Mom, everything I hear, I can play. I said, are you serious? She said, Mom, any song that I listen to, I can play. And so from there is when I started doing a little management and getting her involved in different Juneteenth and events. She's performed all over Stockton. She won the Stockton Apollo Night in 2014. We started doing the auditions for Amateur Night at the Apollo in New York. We've been there now 4 times.
just waiting for them to get back to her. And we've done, like you said, America's Got Talent. She's performed for, actually with the orchestra, P. Escovedo's orchestra. We met his manager, and the manager heard her CD, and he requested that Shayla play. And so we went to the San Jose Juneteenth, and Pete Escovedo gave her a lead and let her play on her own. It was the most amazing day to see her actually playing. And you said she has like an also, well, I raised my kids on Marvin Gaye and old school music, where all my kids are into more of your old school. I mean, she's into the up-to-date. Like right now, she's learned Finesse and a few Bruno Mars songs because she really likes Bruno Mars as well. But I'm going to let her speak again. But that's where the old soul stuff comes from. Shayla is just, I kind of put that in her, wanting to play old music. Like she played what was the one audition song you did for the trumpet player that passed? He was like
Clark Terry.
Yeah, Clark Terry. She played a Clark Terry piece for an audition. So I try to make sure she knows her history and where music has come from. So that's why she has a wide range. I mean, she learned to play Latin jazz. She learned a lot of her music from Children's Home of Stockton. And then most of the rest of it she's picked up as she, like I said, we'll give her some music or she'll hear some music on the radio that she loves. And she starts to learn it, and it takes her maybe a day or two, and she's playing it as if she's been knowing it all the time. It's the same with bands. She can get into any local band or a band that's playing. She can jump in and start playing with them.
That's awesome, and that's definitely a gift, and it's something that you can't buy from a store. It's something that you can't manufacture. It's something you have to nurture and continue to grow and continue to practice. And speaking of practices, she's had so many major accomplishments so far in her career. What are rehearsals like when you're preparing for a show? And I want to know this from Miss Bell's side, and I want to know this from Shayla's side. What are rehearsals like when getting ready for a show?
The rehearsals is like kind of easy when I like copy the notes, copy what the director was saying. I do it over the hour where I do rehearse.
She spends maybe
like probably
4 or 5 hours a day rehearsing because like tomorrow she's being nominated for a Rising Star and Performer of the Year with the Black Music Awards, and she's receiving the Most Inspirational Award tomorrow, and that'll be
congratulations.
Yeah, and she received Top Performer of the Year from out of the community of Sacramento, which I love. Sacramento has given her so much love. If there's any listeners out there in Sacramento, we love you. Thank you for all the support for Shayla. From people that's been on radio stations that we've met, Shayla has done a lot of, like I said, a lot of performances there. But as far as rehearsing, like I said, she spends hours, I say maybe on a daily basis. And then she also maybe rehearses once a week with her mentor and her producer of her CD, which is called From My Heart. It was produced by Ron Moton, and that's one of the members of Confunction. He's the sax player. And he produced Shayla's CD. And believe me, he's on her. He spends an hour or so with her at his rehearsal times. And then she's pretty much, like I said, on her own during the week. She'll spend a lot of time rehearsing and preparing. Like we're preparing for tomorrow, which she'll do a song from her CD called What I Do. And then we have a little routine that we do to Finesse, where she actually plays, and then we put a dance routine in it.
That's what I do.
So it's coming along really nice. And then she has Black Music Awards ceremony again December 2nd. And this one will be in Vegas, where she'll be on the stage with Michelle and Howard Hewitt.
Lesha Lamar.
Yeah. So we get, she'll be meeting him. And then tomorrow will be Michael Cooper from Confunction and Maxine from Invoke.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And you don't ever get nervous when it comes to being able to perform on big platforms, Shayla?
Nope. I don't get nervous.
Well, she's been doing it for a while. It's just, yes, but it's like 17, 8. When was the first one, 15?
Like 15 or whatever.
Yeah. So she's really relaxed. She's very professional on the stage. You have to actually see her live. She's awesome.
And I'm sure, Mom, you are so proud of her. So, so proud.
Extremely.
And I know. And I can only imagine.
Yeah.
So
well,
we
I never imagined meeting. Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
I said I would have never imagined meeting the celebrities that we have met so far. I mean, Sheila E. and her family, oh, those are the most awesome people you ever want to meet. The family is, they take you in like family. I mean, I've never, it's like the day we met her, it was like the most awesome day. I was like, wow, Sheila E. But when we've met all these celebrities, we've met her, we've met Keith Washington, we've met Shanice Williams. We just recently met her in L.A. She performed for Marvin Gaye's family. We met his sister, Zola, a protege of Marvin Gaye's, Cecil Jenkins. Also, Patrice Rushen was there. Earth, Wind, and Fire was in the audience. It was, believe me, just to name some of these people that I know I grew up on, and I'm thinking to myself, wow. And then now, like I said, tomorrow we'll be meeting more celebrities, and again, in Vegas. And then we're waiting now on a response from the Monterey Jazz Festival, which I just submitted her CD to them for next year, and New Orleans. So I'm just waiting on the response. Because there's certain times that you have to send all this information in, and believe me, it keeps me busy as her manager, trying to get all cover everything and make sure she has the next gig and the next gig and the next gig.
I'm a mission about this. I've been to New York 3 times to 4, and I auditioned for one of the songs that I did, and I've been I was about ready to get on, but they haven't called yet, so I was waiting for a phone call yet. So wait for another phone call. Or yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you on these big platforms. So let's get into your project, of course. And you also have a new upcoming project for 2019. So what inspired your project, and what's the process? Because everyone's process is different. For a vocalist, it's different, and for a musician, the process is completely different. So let's talk about your project.
Your new CD that's coming out.
Oh yeah, my new CD is coming out. The new CD will be released tomorrow next year.
I'd say maybe middle of next year. We will. As far as what the project is like, because I'm a helper with that a little bit, it's going to consist of another, 6 to 7 songs, which those are produced and written by Ron Moton. And so that's a project that's in the making, and we will be announcing when that's released, because right now we don't have a particular date, because they'll be doing it, be going into the studio soon, which that part of it takes hours and hours and hours. It's just like a vocalist. You make mistakes, you got to repeat it and repeat it. And her first CD, it took, even though it has like 4 songs on it, it took some months.
Yes, it did. It took like a whole bunch to like get it down. And other songs too that I've been practicing on, I've been working it for like hours and hours and hours.
And you definitely seem like a dynamic duo that works extremely hard. I do have a couple of pieces in the studio. The first one I'm going to play actually is From My Heart, of course. And
yeah.
This girl is amazing, everybody. You can't deny it. She's got skills beyond measure. So we're going to take a break really fast, and we're going to get into Ms. Shayla Bell's piece, From the Heart. You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio 101. From My Heart by the soon-to-be legendary and amazing musician, Ms. Shayla Bell. So when you're working on music and you've got all of your ducks in line, how are you able to focus and balance school, music, and also just traveling consistently? How are you able to balance all of that?
I'm not attending school right now, so home study, like home musical study.
Right.
With my music and everything. Huh?
Yes, with your lessons. How are you able to balance your studies as well as performing and being in the studio? How are you able to balance everything?
I just do what I do.
Yeah, she just pretty much balances out because, as I said, I'm interjecting just to help her a little bit. But it's balanced. Mostly it's me that sets everything up, but I have her mostly focused on learning the pieces and the music, just being ready when I say, okay, Shayla, it's time to go.
Usually my mom says that.
but some months are more busier than others. Like this month, there's a gig, and then there's one next month. I mean, I've had it where her whole month was full, and I kind of like schedule it around my job, because I actually work two jobs, and I've been doing that for the longest, raising all my children. Yeah, I raised all my children on my own. My oldest is 31, and my baby's 13, and I have two graduating next year, and Shayla looks like a baby, but she's 24, and it's pretty much circled around a schedule with myself, and I try to keep her just mostly focused on learning her music and getting the new music learned, or getting things done, and so she just knows when I tell her, she's like, Mom, when's the next gig? Oh, it's such and such date, just be ready.
That's what she says to me all the time, though, and I do it quick.
That's awesome. And when you're not doing music, like say you have enough downtime and you're not doing shows and you're not doing your lessons, what do you do in your spare time, Shayla?
Spend time with my family and friends. I do.
Okay.
Lots of
and
time
and
with
Mom,
family.
Is this Dale? What do you, as far as both of you, what do you guys do when you're not on the road, you're not booking shows for Shayla? Just what do you guys do in your downtime as a family?
I have a hilarious family. we do a lot of, like, mostly family quality time, hanging out together with each other. Or me and Shayla and maybe my other daughters will go out. We like to go out dancing. My house is full of dancers and comedians at times.
Sports.
I spend a lot of time too. I have a son that just finished football. He also runs track. He's in high school. He's a senior. He's graduating next year. And if it was the football season for them just ended, so on our downtime it's mostly like going and watching the boys play ball. I actually used to be a football coach, and I coached Pop Warner for like about 6 years.
Yeah.
And
man.
Yeah, because their dad's not in their life, so I picked up that piece where daddy not there, so mama pushed her boys to play football because I love football. And so my boys, they became some awesome players. And I said, my son, he just finished. We just did his banquet. My other son, season ended. They made it to the playoffs, and then some things happened, and they weren't able to go finish it out. So, but that's what our free time is mostly about, spending quality time with each other. Either me and Shayla's out dancing, hanging out, relaxing, or my other daughter, Brittany, she'll hang out with us. So I have a few of my kids that still, well, most of my kids are still staying with me, except for my second oldest. She's married with three kids, and then I have a daughter and a granddaughter that stays here with me, and my son. And so it's a lively moment. There's times we have our moments, and there's times that we all just mostly kick back, watch TV. Like I said, we got sports fanatics in the house. I have Raiders. I have mostly Raiders in my house, and then there's one is Green Bay and one is Pittsburgh, so there's always a battle. But other than that, that's what most of our downtime is like, is just spending time with each other, trying to still stay close-knit, because most families don't stay as close anymore like they used to, but my kids are. Even when they have their moments they want to be doing the sibling rivalry, they still all come together.
That's true.
That's awesome. And how do your siblings feel about your music?
They said they love it. All of my family. I got a lot of supporters everywhere.
Yeah. They're her brothers and sisters, they are on her. And if she makes mistakes, like, they'll come to some of her performances. Not all of them do they go to, but the ones they have, if she makes mistakes, they own her. If she hasn't been rehearsing, they own her.
True. I've been having a lot of it happen lately.
Yeah. So they love it. They think it's awesome, and they're amazed at the people so far that she's met. I mean, She has a website too that you can go and see some photos, which some of the stuff I have to update. And it also gives her a back profile of her background. It's actually long. It's done on Wix site, and it's HTTP, and it's the :// CarminaBell.wixsite, which is WIXSITE.com/, and then it's Shayti Music. And music is spelled MUZIC, and there's dashes between Shayti and music. And if you want to check out even more videos, there's Shayti Music Facebook. And that's where every performance, even jam sessions that Shayla does, everything is on that page. And even information on if you want to obtain a CD, you can inbox us through the through that. I say in about 2 weeks, it actually will be available on TuneCore online, where people can obtain it that way as well. And or they could even send the to my email address if they would like to order it. And there's ways that they can make the payments. And we can send it to them through CarminaBell@yahoo.com, which Carmina is spelled K-A-R-M-E-N-A-B-E-L-L. And then it's yahoo.com.
Well,
but that's
you
where
so
you'll
much,
find
Ms.
more information. Yeah, that's where you'll find more information and her next upcoming shows.
Awesome. And I have a couple more questions for you, but this one is for the both of you. What's some advice that you could give to aspiring musicians or artists, just in general, whether it's in regards to rehearsals or inspiration? What's a big piece of advice that you could give to someone who wants to get into the music business?
She want me to answer. I would say the best advice is to not give up. Keep pushing. Even if you have, you're not going to be perfect. Even if you have one bad moment, rehearse, practice
every day.
Practice hard. Do take a break, but then come back and practice, because that's the one advice she's been given to her by all the artists that she's met so far. They say practice
every day, even though you have your own moments, but you still practice every day.
And that's the best advice I can tell you. Practice, don't quit, don't give up. Because the day will come. It's hard work, it takes time. Like, you got to first spend lots of money before you can make money. And that's one thing that we have learned with her being part of this. We're actually also looking for sponsors for Shayla as well. And so if there's any sponsors out there that can reach out to the radio station and know how to get in contact with us, they can contact me actually through the email. But again, if, as you said, you wanted to know more about that's the best advice I can give is not to quit. Shayla does also play at our church, so she does gospel as well. So she's not limited to doing anything. We have where she also does, and I'm sorry, I'm changing the subject a little bit, but
and I play everything by ear.
Yeah, she does weddings. She has done funerals,
birthday parties.
She's also done the national anthem for sports events. So she's not limited. So if there's anybody out there that really would love for her to come out and play, she's not limited. We've done several birthday parties. I would say, well, she's done several birthday parties. Mom is just the person that kind of be the equipment manager at times, too.
Sometimes I do that, too.
And so we've got our new project coming up. We haven't got a date just yet. You've got a couple of shows coming up, but 2019 will be here before we know it. So what's up next for Shayla Bell?
In 2019, we are hoping it's going to be the Monterey Jazz Festival in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And then the completion of the second CD.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we have actually two projects going on with the CD. And she has even another recording, a record company, which is Lou John Records. They also want to do a little something for her, too, on on another CD. So we have actually, well, she has actually two projects trying to start up in 2019. Also, we're hoping and praying that we hear from Amrita Knight at the Apollo in New York so that she could go back there. But mostly right now we're concerned about Monterey Jazz Festival in New York.
In the CDs.
In the CDs for next year. And all the new projects, I mean, we really can't say when her new event or a new gig is going to happen because they just come. It's like we don't, it's like I could be planning something and someone will contact me and say, okay, can she be here? And then that's where we plan on going next. So that's will be the next upcoming project. So it is mostly, like I said, focused on the second CD.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, ladies. How can we keep up with Shayla? Does she have an official website as well as her social media site?
Yes. She has her the website that I announced, and she also has you can find her on Shayla Bell on Facebook. She also has
Instagram,
and she can give you her Instagram information.
ShayT53 on Instagram.
And then as I said again, you can find but it's Shay T, which is SHAYTEE Music MUZIC on Facebook. And if you go to her page, like I said, that's where you'll see all her performances, any upcoming new events. The event for tomorrow will be at Jack London Square. It's a red carpet affair. So if there's anybody out there interested in seeing her live tomorrow, she will be performing live. Guest host there will be, as I said, Maxine from En Vogue and Michael Cooper. This is a show that's put on by Rick Warren. Rick Warren is the one that puts on the Black Music Award, and I wanted to give him a shout out. Rick, you've been awesome if you're listening, supporting my daughter. He's been great, been fantastic. And also Drummer Cat, which is from 97.5 KD Music in Sacramento. They have been a big, she's been a big supporter and a big fan of ours too. It's so many people that's been giving my daughter a lot of love, which I actually appreciate. From even some of my high school friends, they have given her love, and these are people that I graduate with. We gonna say like 37 years ago. I'm getting ready to be 52, so I don't feel 52. And if you see me, I don't look 52, but I know my age and I know my limitations. But as I said, my daughter has just been a big project. As I said, with the her experiencing her learning handicap and disability, me seeing the things I see. As I'm saying to you, as you were saying about giving advice, even to parents out there, if you have a child with special needs, don't quit. You never know what God has blessed them with.
Exactly.
You don't know what God has done, and believe me, God has been a true blessing to my daughter. He has given her the most awesome gift, and not too many people are even blessed with that. And the talent is amazing. And, I mean, actually, this is exciting for me to even know that she's actually on the radio talking as well. It's like I'm trying to keep from getting emotional and crying, because to hear doctors tell you that your child would never learn anything and would not be successful, it was difficult at that time. And just now to see what my daughter has been able to achieve, it's been the most awesome experience. No one could ever understand.
I definitely hear you, Miss Bell.
Yeah, it's been a blessing.
And just know, of course, and just know that Shayla has a family with faces. So when she drops another project, you let us know and we'll get it live on the air.
I sure will. I appreciate you and have much love for you guys.
Have much love for you too.
Thank you, Shayla. And thank you, ladies, so much for being in the studio tonight. Much love to you all, and good luck at your show tomorrow, Shayla.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, that was Miss Shayla Bell, and of course, the loving, the caring, and the very hardworking Miss Bell. We're going to play another one of Shayla's songs, The Way I Feel, right here live on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. Show her love on all of her social media sites, and be sure to check out her performance tomorrow. You're tuned in to Faces of Success, and make sure you dial the hotline 323-642-1569.